Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is February 22nd, 1952, and the title is Buckshot's Victory. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
And gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Buckshot's Victory. Kids all over the country know how good Kellogg's Rice Krispies are to eat. They're fun, fun to listen to, and fun to eat. They're the only talking cereal in the whole world. That's right. When you pour milk or cream on your Rice Krispies, they talk up and tell you how fresh and crisp they are. They go snap, crackle, pop. Have some tomorrow. Have them with berries or fruit. Sliced bananas, for instance. You'll love them. The rawhide adventures of U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles weren't always in fights against outlaws and bandits of the Old West. One crashing episode caught the two lawmen in a tangle of treachery and a race with death. And the outcome depended entirely on Buckshot's victory.
Right, Jingles, right. You'll never catch us that way.
I give up, Bill. You win. Haul down on that streak of lightning you're riding.
All right, we'll stop here in Thunder Springs. Oh, Buckshot. Oh, boy, that's enough. Slow down now, boy.
Holy, what a race. I'll bet Buckshot could outrun an antelope. Whoa, Joker, easy now.
Well, you've got to give Joker credit, Jingles. He's packing a heavy load.
Yeah, I'm not exactly a race jockey, am I?
Well, come on, let's get over to the barber shop and get a bath and shave. I want to get some of this desert off him.
Yeah, me too. I feel like a cactus bush that's just sat through a sandstorm.
A barrel cactus?
Now you stop hoorahing me, Bill. Just because I happen to have my corners rounded off a little. Hey, Bill. Hey, look at that sign up over the street. There's going to be a big doings in Thunder Springs tomorrow.
Big annual horse races, Saturday the 17th. Sweepstake prize, $1,500. Enter now. Well, what do you know?
Hey, Bill, you ought to enter that. I'll bet Buckshot could beat any jughead they got around here.
We haven't got time to play around in horse races, Jingles. We're headed for Wyoming, remember?
Oh, but that $1,500 prize money, Bill.
What would we do with it?
Oh, yeah, what would we do? Huh? You gone local, partner? I can think of a lot of things to do with it.
Forget it. Come on.
But, Bill, hey. Say, speaking of horses, look at that thoroughbred tied in front of the barbershop. Ain't he a beauty?
High-spirited, too.
Yeah, look at the kid petting him. Hey, Bill, that little boy's on crutches.
Yeah. You know, that horse sure likes him.
ain't that a heartwarming picture? You know, nothing like a boy and a horse. Lesson it's a dog.
Hey, kid, you get away from that horse.
Now, who's that loudmouth Jasper barking at a crippled kid?
Gee, Mr. Boxell, I didn't mean no harm.
You heard me, now you keep away from him.
Bill, listen to that seven-toed salamander.
Yeah, come on.
I wasn't doing nothing but petting Red Glow. I wouldn't hurt him for nothing.
Well, I told you before to stay away from him. Now I'm going to teach
you. You're
going to
what, mister?
Huh? Well, if it's any of your business, stranger, I'm going to box the ears off that brat if he's...
Hold
so
it, mister. Any boxing to be done, you better try it on somebody your own size.
Like you, maybe, you wiseacre?
If you like it that way.
I'll show you, you saddle cramp.
Saddle cramp, Bill!
I'll fix that. For you, Fordinsky.
You asked for this, mister.
Gee. Gee whiz.
Oh, that ought to teach that blowhard a lesson.
Gee, I never saw anybody fight like you, mister.
Well, sonny, that must be because you never saw Wild Bill Hickok before.
Wild Bill Hickok? Oh, jumping June butts.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody fights like Wild Bill.
That's enough, Jingles.
I didn't mean to get into trouble, Mr. Hickok.
That's all right, Button. I reckon this gent had a lesson coming to him.
What's your name, sonny?
Tommy. Tommy Jones. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Jingle.
Can I shake hands with you?
Well, sure.
Oh, gee, Mr. Boxill's coming, too, and he'll be madder than a bobcat in quicksand. I better skedaddle.
It won't do him no good.
Thanks for sticking up for me, Wild Bill. I mean, Mr. Hickok. Thanks a lot.
All right, mister. Get up and get on your way.
Yeah, and be fast with it if you don't want more of the same.
I ain't forgetting your face. You regret tangling with me.
I don't look for trouble, mister, but no gent picks on a kid on crutches when I'm around to stop it.
And if you want some names to remember along with those faces, it's Wild Bill Hickok and Jingle.
You're Hickok, eh?
And Jingles, don't forget.
Well, you better get out of town before sundown or your name's liable to be mud. Nobody gets the best of Big Red Boxell and lives to tell about it.
This is Charlie Lyon and Slim, the singing cowboy, friends. Now, let's have a little fun, Slim.
Fine. Pass the Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies? Now?
Now, at breakfast or any time. Kellogg's Rice Krispies are fun any time, Charlie.
Well, now, you've got something there, Slim. They are fun. Fun to listen to and fun to eat because they're so fresh and crisp. When you pour the milk or cream on them, they talk right up and tell you how crisp they are. Snap, crackle, pop. And they certainly taste delicious.
Especially with some sliced bananas on top, or with most any kind of fruit or berries, fresh, canned, or frozen.
Well, now, why don't you have Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast tomorrow? Get some for yourself at the store today. Get several packages.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Now remember to enjoy a real Rice Krispies breakfast tomorrow morning. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles stopped over in Thunder Springs just to get a bath and a shave before pushing on toward Wyoming. But they'd been there about 2 minutes when Bill tangled with Big Red Boxell. Boxell left them with a threat against their lives if they weren't out of town by sundown.
Bill, that Jasper sure sounded mean. Maybe he's got a whole gang behind him. We'd better look out.
Never mind, Jingles. Let's get that down.
Pardon me, Mr. Hickok. Hey, may I shake your hand? I'm the doctor here in town. Folks call me Dr. Ken.
Glad to meet you, Doc. This is Jingles, my partner.
Howdy, Doc.
Jingles? I just saw you two give our leading citizen a lesson he's needed for a long time.
Leading citizen? Oh, Bill, that oversized bully is a big pumpkins around here.
He certainly is. Richest man for miles. Owns a big horse ranch about 5 miles to the north near Thunder Mountain.
Our disagreement started over a horse.
And little Tommy Jones. I saw it all. That's the horse that'll win the sweepstakes race tomorrow afternoon.
Win it? How do you know he'll win it?
Because he's Big Red Boxell's entry.
What about the other horses in the race?
Oh, they'll be there, but they won't win. Nobody dares win against a Boxell horse, even if he could.
Why not?
It's not healthy.
No.
Dr. Ken, how come little Tommy's on crutches?
Well, that's quite a story. I haven't time to tell it now, but if you'll meet me at the cafe at 12, I will.
What say, Bill?
That'll give us just about time to get that bath, Jingles. It's a deal, Dr. Ken.
More hot water, Seedlung. Hey, Bill, that Dr. Ken looks like a good man to ride the river with.
Square as they come, Jingle.
Yeah, I wonder what this story is about Tommy Jones.
We'll soon know.
You know, the doc ain't got much time for Big Red Boxell, has he?
Nope.
You know, Boxell's about the meanest, lowest... Bill!
What is it, Jingles?
A cannonball bomb with a short fuse.
I'll get it.
Bill, what are you going to do with it?
Throw it out the back window.
Well, throw it quick. That fuse is awful short. Woo-wee. I hope you threw it far enough.
Oxel didn't waste any time, did he?
Bill, that polecat means business. Maybe we'd better get out of this water and get our guns back on.
All right, partner. About time to meet the doc at the cafe anyway. Come on, let's go. So the way little Tommy got his legs hurt was saving his mother from a fire.
Well, he's a dingbus, a little hero, Bill.
He's more than that, Jingles. He knows that there's very little chance he'll ever walk without crutches. He's the most cheerful person in town.
Hey, wait a minute. You said very little chance. Dr. Ken, is there any chance at all?
Yes, Mr. Hickok, there is. I know one doctor in the East who could have Tommy able to run and play and ride like any kid in a year. But I haven't got $2,500 to send him back with.
$2,500? Who has got that much money?
Only one man around Thunder Springs. You can guess by now how he feels about Tommy.
You mean Big Red Boxell?
Yes.
Well, that ain't nothing to the way I feel about him, that Gila monster.
So just $2,500 stands between Tommy and a pair of good legs.
That's right, Mr. Hickok.
Well, Bill, that's a crying shame.
Well, crying won't help any, Jingles. But there just might be another way.
You think so, Bill?
Maybe. I'll have to have a talk with Buckshot about it.
Buckshot? Sure. You mean the sweepstakes prize money.
You mean you'd enter that sweepstakes race for Tommy's sake?
Sure he does, and Buckshot will win it, too.
It's apt to be worth your life, Mr. Hickok.
We'll bother about that when the time comes. Come on, partner. I better get Buckshot entered.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Wait till Big Red Boxell hears that he's got Buckshot and Wild Bill Hickok to beat in that race tomorrow. He'll burn hotter than a forest fire in August.
Hey, Jingles. Jingles, come on, partner. Sun's up and it's time you work.
Which way'd they go? Bill. Oh, doggone it. I wish I'd quit chasing owl hoots in my nightmares. Bad enough to spend all day at it.
Hey, anybody up around here?
Well, morning, Dr. Ken. How come you're up so early?
I've already ushered a bouncing 8-pound boy into the world this morning.
Well.
How's about breakfast, Bill?
All right, Doc. Jingles, you stay and watch Buckshot, and when I come back, you can go to breakfast.
Yeah, that's fine with me, Bill, but don't be too long. My stomach's yowling for grub like a day-old mountain lion already.
Be right back, partner. Come on, Doc. I want to talk to you about Tommy anyway.
That is a great thing you're doing, Bill. I hope it turns out all right.
I just hope I win. But that still wouldn't get you the $2,500. The prize is $1,500.
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. Look who's coming.
Boxell. Hey, look, if he starts anything, you keep out of the way so you don't get hurt.
Hey, Hickok, I hear you're entering the race this afternoon.
That's right.
Now, let me give you a friendly warning. Don't plan to win, that's all.
That's just what I'm planning to do, mister.
Like to make a little wager on that, Hickok?
I'm not a betting man, and I haven't got any money.
Oh, I'll make it easy for you. I'll put up an extra prize of $1,000 against your horse, Buckshot, that my horse, Red Glow, beats you this afternoon.
$1,000?
That's right, Doc. Against Wild Bill's horse.
I'll go over that proposition, Boxell.
Of course, you've got to be there with your horse to win.
I'll be there, all right. Come on, Doc. Let's get started.
I'll look for you at the starting post, Hickok. Good luck.
Why'd you make a deal like that, Bill?
Add it up for yourself, Doc. $1,500 prize money and $1,000 from Boxell pit you and Tommy on that stage headed east with $2,500.
And new legs for Tommy.
Hold it. Here comes Tommy now.
Well, Wild Bill. Howdy, Dr. Ken. I was just going down to the stables.
Hello, Tommy.
Wild Bill, how are you going to be in the sweepstakes race this afternoon?
That's right, Tommy.
And Tommy, you know the reason he's going to be...
Not now, Doc.
Oh.
Well, I'll be rooting for you to win anyway.
Thanks, Button.
Where's Jingles?
He's down at the stables with Buckshot. Why don't you go down and keep him company?
I sure will. See you later.
Oh, he's a great youngster. Why wouldn't you let me tell him, Bill?
Buckshot and I haven't won that race yet, Doc. There's plenty of time to tell Tommy when we put him on that stage.
Well, you finished, Bill?
Yep.
And I've got to get back to Spell Jingles so he can eat.
Well, I'd better be...
Mr. Hickok! Wild Bill! I've been looking all over for you. I've been looking all over.
Tommy, what's the matter?
Get hold of yourself, Button. What's happened?
I went to the stables and... Oh, gee whiz, Mr. Hickok. Buckshot's gone and...
Buckshot gone?
Gone? Gone where? Where's Jingles?
Buckshot's gone and Jingles is just lying there, just like he was dead.
All right, you spur jinglers, mind your manners now. There ain't nothing to be afraid of just because we're parading up to the boss's ranch house for breakfast. You'll get the same thing there at Cookie Serves from the chuck wagon. So sing out for it, happy, like
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep, so come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do, then listen to them talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Looky here, partner. You might just as well have a breakfast that's fun to eat. Am I right? Well, on the level now, that means Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies and maybe some berries or fruit on top. Mmm, that's a good dish. So ask Mom to get you some the very next time she goes to the store, will you? Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
When Tommy ran up saying that Buckshot had disappeared and Jingles was lying still down at the stables just like he was dead, Bill and Dr. Ken rushed down to see about the big deputy.
He's coming around, Bill. Now, you're going to be all right, Jingles.
What happened, Gardner?
Bill, I didn't even see him. Somebody jumped me from behind and hit me over the head and... Oh, that's all I know. Where's Buckshot?
He's gone.
Gone? Oh, Bill, and it's all my fault.
Doc? I'll need another horse.
Oh, sure, I'll borrow one for you, Bill.
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. That low-down polecat that hit me. Oh, if I ever get my hands on him, I'll... Bill, the race!
Never mind, Jingles. Can you ride?
Sure, I'm all right. We going hunting for Buckshot?
Yeah.
Here you are, Bill. Best horse I could find.
Thanks, Doc. All right, Jingles, saddle up. Dr. Ken, you better look for Tommy and take care of him.
I will. Good luck, Bill. I hope you find Buckshot.
We'll find him. All right, Jingle, you ready?
I sure am, Bill, and raring to go.
Then let's ride. Come on, boy. Run.
Which way are we going, Bill?
I've got an idea. They're headed north. Dig in, boy.
Come on, jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! You still see Buckshot's tracks, Bill?
Yeah. Still headed north, like I thought.
How'd you know they come this way?
I remember that Dr. Ken said Boxell had a horse ranch about 5 miles north of town. I figured he'd have Buckshot brought up here.
Hey, Bill! Look up there on the slope. Looks like a deserted cabin.
Yeah, partner. Buckshot tracks are headed up that way. Whoa, boy, whoa. Hold up, partner.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. See anything?
No. I'm listening. Maybe this will work.
Hey, listen.
That's it, Jingles. That's Buckshot's whinny. Come on.
Bill, I see this.
Ride straight for that cabin, Jingles. Shooting all the way. Keep shooting. We'll smoke those horse thieves out.
Bill, they're climbing out the back. Look, they're getting away.
That's good, partner.
Come on, let's go get them.
Now let them go. Buckshot's not with them. Whoa, boy, whoa. Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, Joker. Hey, that's Buckshot, Bill, but I don't see him.
I do, Jingles. He's there in that cave. Come on. We've only got a half an hour to get back to that race.
But, Bill, if you run Buckshot all the way back to town, you'll never win the race.
Steady, Buckshot. Steady, boy. Well, we can try, Jingles, for Tommy.
Almost 2 o'clock, Bill, and the race starts at 2.
Come on, Buckshot. Dig in, boy.
Here's the track, Bill.
All right, Buckshot. Turn in here. Good boy. Good boy.
while we're starting the race. You're too late.
Maybe not. Hi, Buckshot. Hi!
Here they go.
Good luck, Bill!
It's too late, Jingles. They're ahead of them too far.
No, watch him, Tommy. He's gaining. Look, Dr. Ken.
The Boxell and Red Glow are way out in front, Jingles.
Come on, Bill! Run, Buckshot! Run!
Come on, Ralph, Bill!
Come on!
Here they come. He's caught Boxell. They're neck and neck.
Come on, Bill! Come on, Boxell!
Single. For Dr. Ken, Wild Bill wins. Wild Bill and Buckshot won the race.
Well, Tommy, you're on your way.
Gee. Oh, gee whiz. I didn't know how Bill was winning that race for me.
No, Tommy, he wouldn't let me tell you about it until after the race.
Yeah, till we got Box L boxed up in jail for horse stealing.
But now I'm taking you east, and when you come back home, you'll have just as good a pair of legs as anybody.
You'll be running your own races, Tommy. Foot races.
Foot races? Oh, jumping June bugs. Just think. Foot races.
Sure you will, Tommy, and you'll win them, too. Easy.
I don't know much how to thank you, Wild Bill.
Oh, don't thank me, Tommy. It was Buckshot.
Oh, gee. Thanks, Buckshot. You're the best horse in the whole wild world.
Sage is ready to go.
All right, Tommy.
Bye, Jingles.
Get aboard.
Bye, Wild Bill.
Sage is ready.
So long, Tommy. Good luck, Button.
Yeah, be a good boy, Tommy.
All right, Bill. He don't even cut it.
Well, partner, where'd they go?
Yeah, Bill, and I'll bet Big Red Boxell is sitting over in that calaboose hating himself for being such a low-down varmint.
He should be, Jingle.
Yeah, you know, if all his meanness was split up and spread around, I'll bet there'd be more than enough for everybody. But I'm sure happy to know that he's got it all to himself.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you on Monday.
Yes, sirree, and it's a rock'em sock'em story about Wild Bill Hickok shooting it out with gold thieves and road agents at Red Rock.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tom Holland, Jack Moyles, and Jeffrey Silver. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok fights the road agents at Red Rock. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
come back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.